Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's day, February 17th, President's Day, episode 124 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Let's get started with the all-college edition of the podcast, leading off with, wow, what a game. The Iron Bowl in basketball? 1-2? That's right, we had it. And what a win by Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers as they go on the road and beat Nate Oates' Alabama Crimson Tide 94-85. And if you want to talk about why they won on the road, simply put, folks, they, number one, may have the best player in the country. We'll talk about that more next segment. But Jahni Broome was Jahni Broome. 19 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks, and literally was all over the gym. And that was such a huge component of this game, of how he got and how this team played. But when you want to look at it, another way to look at it is, we've talked about Alabama being so good offensively, right? And a team that literally shoots a ton of threes. But something interesting happened. Number one, a team that shoots probably 45 to 50% from the three-point line of shots or from three, only got up 26 three-point attempts. So that meant Bruce Pearl's team surrounded the three-point line. But not only did they surround the three-point line and limit the number of attempts, they only made 5. So when you look at a team like Auburn, who shot 12 of 30 from three, right? So they were basically a plus 21 at the three-point line and held one of the best shooting teams in the country to under 20%, you give yourself a chance to win. And that's why Alabama faces themselves as the top of the board right now, is not just the way they can play offensively, but they could grind your gears defensively. What a performance by Bruce Pearl and Auburn Tigers going on the road and getting that 94-85 win and to play and actually putting himself in a position of being not only the best team in the SEC, in the best league in the country, but maybe the best team overall in men's college basketball. Speaking of big time wins on the road, let's head to the Big 12, where new team in the Big 12, Arizona, lost at home in a game that I thought was going to go down this way. 62-58 final, a win by Houston over Arizona. And when you looked at this game, it simply put, it was a rock fight. It was a slugfest. Neither team shot 30% from three. Neither team shot more than 44% from the floor. But when you get into those contests, you got to have guys that can make plays. And for obviously Houston, having LJ Cryer get you 15 points, 3-8 from three, was the best player on the floor. We're going to talk about the struggles of Caleb Love a little bit, as he is just in one of those funks that he can't get himself out of. I think he's missed 19 or 21 of his last 23 free threes, something like that. Don't quote me the exact number. But Coach Lloyd needs him to be better. if this team's going to make a run in March, because guard play is important. But someone that you want to make sure you want to talk about is Miles Ouzan. Okay? If you don't know who Miles Ouzan is, this kid is a transfer, started at Oklahoma, and is really starting to find his rhythm. If he could be that capable scorer, number two is scorer, and you get play out of Joel Roberts, you struggle. I know. Emmanuel Sharpe's battling ankle injury. Houston has that defensive presence, and if they could get enough scoring, folks, there's a reason why I've been a big believer in this team all year, even when a lot of other people were dismissing the Houston Cougars. What a win for them. Speaking of wins, Tom Izzo passed by the great Bob Knight, winning his 354th game as the head coach of Michigan State and Big Ten play. And this has really been a great year for Izzo, whose teams always seem to play better come March. You know the phrase, January, February, Izzo, April? Well, Izzo time is coming soon. And it's just a great to see what this man has done for a long time. The reason why I wanted to bring this up and bring up Coach Izzo is this. I don't know how much longer we have of these guys, right? We saw all the guys, obviously Bennett, and obviously we see Kelvin Sampson, Jimmy Larrañaga leaving. We got guys, the Izzos, the Fuse, the Bill Selfs, even a guy like Fran McCaffrey who's struggling a little bit in Iowa but got a big win at Rutgers last week. We have to protect these guys that we have in college basketball as a coach, as a purist, who have done it the right way, who get kids to graduate, who get kids to play hard. Shout out to Tom Izzo for winning game number 354 and passing the legendary Bob Knight. Let's head to the women's game. Uh-oh. I've been telling y'all, I know everybody liked UCLA undefeated, but folks, Juju just came and put him on him. Juju Watkins last week. Folks, think about this. 38, 11, 5, 8, 50% from the floor, 6 out of 9 from 3. This is what this lady can do. She can absolutely take over a game. We've sat here, we've talked about the great college basketball players currently, right? Hidalgo. We've talked about Paige Beckers. We've talked about what Caitlin Clark has done. Kiki Arafat. I can go on and on and on. Folks, this girl is all that and a whole damn bag of chips. What a performance by Juju Watkins in the 71-60 game versus UCLA, in which USC outscored UCLA 24-6 in the fourth quarter. Let's head to two games that just tipped off yesterday. Number one, 65-58 win by Texas and Vic Schaefer. I talked about the greatest of Vic Schaefer last week. Folks, they got a girl named Madison Booker. You know who this girl is? She's probably the best player in college basketball that no one talks about. And this girl, although she struggled 3-for-17, still gave you 16-10-3-2. What a performance and a big win for Vic Schaefer as they move to 12-1 in league. But the bigger story, the beatdown by UConn, 87-58. Going into South Carolina, a team that has on a 71-game winning streak at home, and they didn't beat them. They stole all the damn lunch money. And who was the biggest thief? A.Z. Fudd, 28 points. I talked about A.Z. Fudd a lot, folks, and said when she got back from that knee injury, remember, it's the second ACL tear she's had in her career, that she was going to be a difference maker. People from the high school team know how great A.Z. Fudd was. But with A.Z. Fudd, Sarah Strong, and now Paige Beckers can be Paige and not have to do all of the lifting all the time. And then you look at other players like Chen, the transfer from Princeton, and obviously the old guard of Aubrey Griffin, K.K. Arnold off the bench. I'm telling you, it's fine. There's a reason why I've been telling everyone that UConn was going to make a run and win a national championship. They got the best coach of all time.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
They got the best overall player in college basketball, all overall, not explosive, but they got some pieces. And if AZ Fudd plays like this, watch out. Coming up next, we'll get into our award tour. We break down the men's and women's national championship odds because they've shifted. Same thing with the Wooden Award for the men and for the women. We'll be back to talk about all this on our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 124, and it's time to get into our award tour. We break down future odds in basketball. And we're sticking with the college theme by talking about just college. So let's start off with the men's national championship odds and think about the movement in the last week. A week ago today, February 10th, Auburn Tigers, plus 440. Duke second, 4.5 to 1. Houston, along with Alabama, 9.5 to 1. 13 to 1 for Florida, 14 to 1. For Tennessee, Iowa, and then 30-1 for Arizona, Texas Tech, and St. John's. 1 week later, in the big win by Auburn, has now seen a clear delineation where Auburn is now the 3-1 favorite to win a national championship. Duke comes in $1.50 behind a plus 450, then a big drop off of $4.50 to Houston and Florida at 9-1. Alabama slides a little bit to 10-1, 18-1. For Tennessee, Iowa State, who's starting to get a little bit healthy, and then 30-1 for Texas A&M, 35-1 for Wisconsin and Texas Tech. So when you look at it, it's simply put, it's the play and the win, that 94-85 win by the Auburn Tigers, and the way that they can defend. They should be the $1.5 favorite over Duke. Simply put, because even though Duke has the win over Auburn, it was on Duke's home floor, and who's more battle-tested? For a team like Auburn to have only one loss in the SEC is absolutely remarkable, and they should be the favorite. But we come back to the board. I keep looking at Houston at 9-1, and I look at how Uzan is playing. I look at LJ Cryer. I look at the toughness of Archeneau and obviously of Juwan Roberts. Obviously, they have to get Emmanuel Sharpe playing better and healthy again with the sprained ankle. But at 9-1, you got to like that look. Other teams to look at. Obviously, you got to still keep Alabama in the mix at 10-1. It was a poor shooting night. But this is where you get concerned with Alabama when teams rely a lot on the three-point line. Folks, don't sleep on Iowa State at 18-1. T.J. Osterberger is too goddamn good of a coach. And I know they've struggled a little bit, but they have what it takes to make a run here. 18-1 Iowa State should be something you should be looking at. Let's head to the 1-1 race where it has gone all over the place, right? Jahni Brule, minus 175 on December 16th. Cooper Flagg, plus 340. Cam Jones, 5.5-1. Okay, so then we move forward a little bit, right? And then where do we get to? We get to the updated odds as of today. Cooper Flagg, minus 155. Jahni Brule at plus 115. And remember, folks, if you went back just 1 week, I do believe Cooper Flagg was like minus 350, minus 450. Duke lost the game at Clemson. Jahni Brule, 1-2. Big matchup, big scoring. And now Jahni Brule is now looking at a plus 115. This is the best number you're going to get Cooper Flagg right now, right? Cooper Flagg will get a couple of performances left, including the last regular season game when obviously they always play against North Carolina. That game will be at the Dean Dome. So that could maybe get you a little bit worse numbers after this. But if Jahni Brule keeps playing like Jahni Brule, you may have missed your mark. Stays healthy. They're the best team in the country. Plus 115 from a guy that, ready, folks, started college at Morehead State. Tells you what recruiting can do in the age of the transfer portal. I like Jahni Brule at plus 115. Women's National Championship odds. 1 week ago. One. At that point, South Carolina had a 71-game winning streak, and UCLA was undefeated. South Carolina was 2-1. UCLA 4-1. 5.5-1 for Notre Dame. UConn 6-1. And then obviously USC 7-1 along with Texas. And now, 1 week later, you look at UConn, a plus 330. Uh-oh, they're here. Plus 330 for South Carolina. UCLA, 4-1. Texas jumping up 5-1, along with 5-1 for Notre Dame, 8-1 for USC. Folks, I've been telling you from day one, I had a feeling about UConn. It was about the injuries, and it was about staying healthy. It was about AZ Fudd working her way back from an ACL tear. It was about Paige Beckers working her way back from injuries over the last couple of years. It was about incorporating Sarah Strong and Chen to transfer from Princeton. And it's all coming up roses. It's all going to depend on matchups. Styles make fights. But right now, the last two games, the way AZ Fudd is playing, she's playing as good as anybody in the country. UConn is plus 330. They're not going to get challenged again in the Big East until they come out of conference play in a conference tournament. I still like them at plus 330 to win a national championship. Player of the Year odds. Last week, Lauren Betts, minus 105. Hidalgo, plus 210. Juju Watkins, plus 280. And then we move to this week. After that 38-point performance, Juju's back, minus 155. Hidalgo, plus 280. Lauren Betts, plus 310. Hidalgo had a rough shooting game in the last game for Notre Dame. But the way that she can do everything at that little size at 5'5", 5'6", I know Juju's got the lead, but I got a feeling Hannah Hidalgo's got one more run in her. Hannah Hidalgo, plus 280 to be the Women's Wooden Award winner. Paige Becker's 15,000. You can't take it because Paige missed time. And now that especially Strong, like I said, AZ Futter playing better, she's not. That's not a long shot bet you want to hit. Lauren Betts is a big. She doesn't have the ball in her hands enough that she needs other than get her the ball like Kiki Rice. That's why I want Titcher at plus 310. Right now, because of the value, Hannah Hidalgo at plus 280 to win the Women's Award. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report. We'll break down a big game between Purdue and Michigan State in the Big Ten. Kansas at BYU, where it's a tough place to play in Provo. Arkansas, Alabama, last stand for Calipari. And then we'll get into Alabama.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Emma, Missouri, with a little buzzer beater, talking about a great performance in college basketball yesterday. We'll be back with our scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. It's time to get into our scouting report as we break down some of the premier matchups in college basketball over the next couple of days. And we have a big one in the Big Ten as Purdue heads to East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans. And if you kind of look at this game closely, you have a Purdue team that's struggling a little bit. Losers of the last two games, a tight game at Michigan, and then obviously the home loss by 10 to Purdue versus a Michigan State team that's struggling a little bit as well. Losers of three of their last five games, including a home loss to Indiana. But when you look at it, to me, you have to look at Michigan State, a team that seems to get better as the year has gone along. I know they had their hiccups, but if you look at their losses, two of those three losses out of the last five were on the road. And I like the way they bounced back going into Champaign, Illinois, and beating Brad Underwood by 14 points. I know both teams are dynamic offensively. The defense is where it's going to be won. I like Michigan State to get the win and the cover at home. Speaking of big matchups, we've been waiting for Kansas to kind of figure themselves out. They've been a disappointment, folks, and it's crazy to say it, but they have been. And Kansas is coming off a loss at Utah, but now they head to BYU. And because of travel partners, I like, even though it's a tough place to play, this game, it could be a pick. I'm pretty close to it. I like Kansas here. At some point, one of the great coaches in Bill Self is going to get his team to play the way that they're capable of. And they've been in working progress. They have not shot the ball well from three, right? Hunter Dickinson, still a double-double machine. Mayo playing better, up to 41% from three. I like Kansas here on the money line to get the win in Provo. Tough place to play. You find a way to get it done. Speaking of tough places to play, whoa, Big Suey, whoa, big problem. Arkansas has got to head to Auburn. And John Calipari supposedly had a meeting with his kids after the game because they had to draw their line in the sand. Folks, why is that the case? Because they're in trouble of not making a tournament. And they're not playing good basketball. Losing at Texas A&M by 8, although covering the spread. I think this could be a big spread game. I think Auburn wins, obviously. But I have a feeling, maybe Cal keeps it close. Arkansas plus the points. Last matchup, Alabama at Missouri. What a great story Missouri's been. This team was predicted to be last in the SEC, and they've been absolutely fantastic. So now they get a big matchup versus Alabama coming off a loss. I'm going to look at Alabama's team total over. I think they find a way to score a bunch of points. Let's get to our buzzer beater. And it was a tremendous performance yesterday by Vanderbilt's Mikayla Blakes, who put up the double nickel, 55 points, and a huge win at Auburn. And the reason why I want to bring up Mikayla Blakes is, see that guy in the bottom right-hand corner? It's my guy, Kevin Lynch. I want people to sit down and know who this man is. The power that he has in women's college basketball, being part of Team USA basketball, and I just want to read you the list of players that he has coached over the last 3 to 4 years that are all in college basketball. Ready? Mikayla Blakes, Vanderbilt, Hannah Hidalgo, Notre Dame, Zoe Brooks, know that name, NC State, Olivia Miles, Notre Dame, Sonia Citron, Notre Dame, Madison St. Rose, you will know that name. She's out for an injury now at Princeton. Folks, every one of those kids are from Jersey, except for Sonia Citron, and she's from White Plains, right across the water. The best guards come out of this guy's stable. And what Mikayla Blakes and Hannah Hidalgo and Zoe Brooks and Olivia Miles and Sonia Citron and what Madison St. Rose will do next year is not shocking at all. Know this program, the Philadelphia Rise. They are arguably the best AAU program in all of girls basketball. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for February 17th. For all things sports gambling, download the SportsGrid app, pregame, in-game, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny does a great job for the graphics. Thank you for listening. Remember, smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.